Fíjate. गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय यमुना ಜಯಾತಿ ರಾವಣಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಜಯ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಯ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಯ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿಮಳಜಗಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರಿಷತ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಶಿವಾಯಂಗ್ರೇ ಸಭೆ ಚರಣ ಅರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಸಂಸ್ಥಾಪಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಬಿಬಿಡಿ ಸಂಸ್ಥಾಪಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಎಸ್ ಡಿವಾಯಂಗ್ರೇ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಗ್ರಂಥರ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತ್ ಮಹಾಪುರಾಣ ಕೀ ಜಯ ನಿತಾಯಿ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೇ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ सत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्या नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। हरे कृष्णा वुड लाइक टू वेलकम यू ऑल ऑन दिस ऑस्पिशियस डे and in this wonderful Srimad Bhagavatam class. So today we are reading from Canto 1, Chapter 14, entitled as The Disappearance of Lord Krishna, text number 3. Kalasya jagatim rodram viparyasturtu dharmina पापयसिन्नृणां वार्तां क्रोधलोभानृतात्मना। कालस्य च गतिं रोद्रां विपर्यस्तर्तु धर्मिनः पापयसिन्नृणां वार्तां क्रोध लोभानृतात्मना। कालस्य च गतिं रोद्रां विपर्यस्तर्तु धर्मिनः पापियसिमृणां वार्ताम् क्रोधलोभानृतात्मनाम् पापयसिंहृणां वार्ताम् क्रोधलोभानृतात्मना कालस्य च गतिं विपर्यस्तर्तु धर्मिनां पापीयसिन्नां वार्तां क्रोधलोभानृतात्मना. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. ट्रांसलेशन. He saw that the direction of eternal time had changed, and this was very fearful. There were disruptions in the seasonal regularities. The people in general had become very greedy, angry, and deceitful. And he saw that they were adopting foul means of livelihood. Purport. When civilization is disconnected from the loving relation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, symptoms like changes of seasonal regulations, foul means of livelihood, greed, anger, and fraudulence become rampant. The change of seasonal regulations refer to one season's atmosphere becoming manifest in another season. For example, the rainy seasons being transferred to autumn, or the fructification of the fruits and flowers from one season in another season. A godless man is invariably greedy, angry, and fraudulent. Such a man can earn his livelihood by any means, black or white. During the reign of Maharaja Yudhishthira, all the above symptoms were conspicuous by their absence. But Maharaja Yudhishthira was astonished to experience even a slight change in the godly atmosphere of his kingdom, and at once he suspected the disappearance of the Lord. Foul means of livelihood implies deviation from one's occupational duty. There are prescribed duties for everyone, such as the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. But anyone who deviates from his prescribed duty and declares another's duty to be his own is following a foul and improper duty. A man becomes too greedy for wealth and power when he has no higher objectives in life, and when he thinks that this earthly life of a few years is all in all. Ignorance is the cause of all these anomalies in human society. And to remove this ignorance, especially in this age of degradation, the powerful sun is there to distribute light in the shape of Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim. यत् कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरो दीनतारिणं श्रीचैतन्यैश्वरं परमानन्दमाधवम् असाधुना साधुतादयिन् अतिथिचोच्चतकर हनुमं चाकदाचिन् प्रेम्णामृतकण्ठव्यस्फुर Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak on this a very interesting subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. As we are hearing in this chapter, and this is a very heartbreaking chapter actually, the disappearance of Lord Krishna. But also, there is a hope given in this same purport by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna sodham upagate dharman bhagavatam ihan. Kalo nashto drishamesha puranarko adhunoditaha. Lord Krishna went back to his own abode, Golok Dham, Golok Vrindavan, along with dharma and gyan. But to destroy this nescience of Kali Yuga, the ignorance of Kali Yuga, Srimad Bhagavatam has appeared. And the sun of that Srimad Bhagavatam dispels all anomalies of this age of Kali Yuga. That is the power of Srimad Bhagavatam. So I would like to welcome you all in this session of Srimad Bhagavatam, who took this effort and be ready to destroy our own ignorance, as Prabhupada writes in this purport. So here Yudhishthir Maharaj is seeing some signs, some omens which are disturbing him. His kingdom was full of prosperity and everyone was happy, which is very unusual. Having a happy leader, a competent leader, which makes everyone happy. So everyone was happy in his kingdom. And what he sees here is something disturbing. The same Yudhishthir Maharaj who enjoyed the company of Lord Krishna and who was glorified even by Narad Muni. Narad Muni was describing the beautiful pastime of Narasimha Dev and Prahlad Maharaj. So Yudhishthir Maharaj felt for Prahlad Maharaj, Krishna took, or Lord Vishnu appeared as Narasimha Dev. So he was feeling some moroseness in his heart. To uplift that Yudhishthir Maharaj, Narad Muni said that Yuyam Naraloke Bataburi Bhaga Lokam Punana Munayo Diyanti Yesham Grahana Vasatiti Sakshat Gudam Param Brahma Manushalingam. Oh Yudhishthir Maharaj, do not feel any kind of moroseness in your heart. Why? Yuyam Naraloke Bhatta Bhuri Bhaga. In this world, in this Naraloka, you are the most fortunate one. Why am I fortunate? Because all the sages who purify this world, they keep visiting your palace. That is the fortune you have. But why do these saints and sadhus visit your palace? He says that in your palace, O Yudhishthir Maharaj, do you know who resides? Who is that personality? Why do they feel again and again to come and visit your palace? Gudam Param Brahma Manushya Lingam. He is Sakshat Vasatiti. He is residing in your palace. So you are the most fortunate one. Param Brahma, Lord Krishna, is residing in your palace. He has chosen your palace to stay. So how fortunate you are. Narasimha Dev came and killed Hiranyakashipu, blessed Prahlad Maharaj and went back. But in your palace, O Yudhishthir Maharaj, Krishna is kept visiting and Krishna is staying. So how fortunate you are. Savayam Brahma Mahad Vimugra Kaivalya Nirvana Sukhanubhuti Priya Suradva Kalumatuleya Atmarhaniyo Vidikrit Guruscha. That same Krishna, who is the basis of impersonal Brahman, who is the source of all bliss and happiness for people in general and sages, that Param Brahma is performing so many duties for you. He is the relative to you. Is the son of your maternal uncle.
He is carrying your messages. He is becoming teacher. He is becoming your guide. So many roles he has taken up to serve you. So that is the fortune you have. You Pandavas are really fortunate one. And that Krishna now, it's that Krishna's disappearance, separation, is experienced by Yudhishthir Maharaj. And how that he is experiencing the changes in situations, atmospheres, and signs he is perceiving. So today, I am going to discuss about this a very interesting science, which is generally forgotten in this age of Kali Yuga. A science, that art or science of understanding future events through the changes in the atmosphere, changes in the reactions of people, birds, animals. So that art, which is discussed here in these pages and this, in this, basically in this chapter, that Yudhishthir Maharaj is seeing various omens and signs. From that science, he is understanding what is going to happen or what has happened. So that is the discussion today. Actually, here Prabhupada also writes in the purport that Srimad Bhagavatam is the sun who dispel all sorts of ignorance. So in this Srimad Bhagavatam, if we hear attentively and with a great faith, so love of Godhead is manifested in the heart. Tadaham te vidashyami mahapaurushiko baham yasya shraddhadatamasu syadmukunde mati sati. If one hears Srimad Bhagavatam attentively and with respect, what is the gain? He achieves unflinching faith in the Mukunda, in the Lord who gives liberation. He achieves that unflinching faith. So here, this art in Krishna book, Prabhupada writes, when both the brothers, Krishna and Balram, went to Sandipuni Muni's ashram, there they learnt 64 arts in 64 days. So it is very interesting. In my childhood, I used to read a column in a paper, and that column's name was Chausashtavi Kala. Chausashti Kala means I never understood what exactly is that. What is that Chausashti Kala? But after coming to his Krishna consciousness, and then after reading Krishna book, I understood. Oh, the 64 arts which are learned by Lord Krishna, and they form the basis to happy living in this world. And understanding so many intricacies and mysteries of this world are those 64 arts and sciences. So here, one of that art actually has been discussed in this chapter. There are many arts like Desha Bhasha Vigyan. So one of the 64th art is Desha Bhasha Vigyan, where you learn various languages of different countries, different places. Not only that, you learn languages of birds, animals. That also is there. So Krishna learned those arts and is how to talk with the birds and animals. Another wonderful is Dharan Matrika. This art helps you to memorize, recollect, without getting any help. I know we need papers, we need our gadgets, to recollect things what we have, and our GBs are increasing and our memories are decreasing. That is Kali Yuga symptom. So dharana matrika, just by memorizing, how to memorize and how to recollect, that art was taught in the earlier ages. That is one of the 64th art. Then another one is chalataka yoga. This chalitaka yoga is very interesting one. Here you learn how to fulfill your desires, which are very difficult in general to fulfill, and which are, some desires are unreasonable. So how to subdue those undesirable or unreasonable desires is been learned in this chalitaka yoga. And another art is vijayah. Vijayah art, which helps you, or if that art is learned, so one can subdue or conquer his own senses properly. So there are such 64 arts which Krishna learned. Krishna and Balaram learned in Sandipani Muni's ashram. And one amongst that art, those art, is 49th art, which is called Nimitta Gyan. This art is art of foretelling future events by seeing the signs and various omens. So good, auspicious, bad, inauspicious, all those events can be perceived in present, and that you see happening in future. Or those have already happened somewhere and you are perceiving here. So that is the one of the art which is called Nimitta Gyan. So knowledge of intuition, signs, feelings of good and bad. And Yudhishthir Maharaj seems to be expert. And many, like in Vedic culture, most of the people were expert in this Nimitta Gyan. By seeing the Lakshanas, by seeing the signs, they would understand what is what. How is this person? By seeing the face and some bodily parts, they will understand whether this person is of a good nature or having a crooked mentality or having a very auspicious or very loyal personality. Just by seeing the features. This is the art. So today we are going to discuss that one. So in this world is full of mysteries of its subtle laws. There are so many subtle laws. And if someone learns those subtle laws, if they are able to perceive so many where we just remain spectators. Why this has happened? Those mysteries can be revealed to us. Oh, because of this, this has happened. You can see the connections. And by seeing those signs, one can prepare for the eventual going to happen. So most of the time, people would, in previous ages, people would understand that when death is going to come. So they would see those signs and they would prepare. Oh, now death is going to come. So I have to prepare for paraloka sadhan. Those activities which will help me to achieve a better destination. Paraloka sadhan. So those signs were perceived. And here in this chapter also we see Yudhishthira Maharaj, after seeing those certain omens or certain signs, he left Hastinapur and went to north, preparing for his final destination, final journey. So there are various instances in Srimad Bhagavatam that where such events or such occurrences takes place. In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, when he was presenting his arguments to Lord Krishna, his Gandiva was slipping from his hand, his body was trembling, he was perspiring, all the symptoms were sin. And that time Arjuna said that, Nacha shaknomi vavasthatum brahmati chet me mataha, nimittani cha pashyami viparitani cha keshava. Nimittani cha pashyami. What I am seeing, those signs. How are the signs? Those signs are viparitani. Oh Keshava, I am seeing disastrous signs. Everyone is getting wiped out in this battlefield of Kurukshetra. So seeing those viparitani, those signs, what I want to do? I don't want to fight. So by seeing those signs, Arjuna said, it's viparitani Keshav. They are not good. And therefore, I want to avoid this war. So of course, it is important to understand that these signs, these occurrences, they just give information. But consciousness and consequent actions depends on our own consciousness. Now here, by seeing those viparitani, those inauspicious signs, Arjuna wanted to withdraw from the war. But Krishna did not want him to withdraw from the war. So he thought it is better to avoid that war. But it was Krishna's plan to wipe out all those ruffians and demoniac people from the globe of this earth. So of course, by seeing those signs and those omens, our actions should lead to better good of this world and our own self. That is the cause, and that what Lord Krishna told Arjuna. Arjuna, you are saying nimittani cha viparitani. All these signs are not favorable, inauspicious. But what I want you to become, nimitta matram bhava savyasach. You become nimitta. You become cause. You become an instrument in my plan. O Savyasachi. Similarly, in our life too, we have to become the instrument in the service, in the mission of the Lord. And prepare ourselves for eventual what is going to happen. So I'm just sharing this information. I'm not an expert in this subject of this art, but I'm just sharing the information related to this. So Yudhishthira Maharaj here is seeing those symptoms, and by that symptom is understanding the time is not right. Something unusual has happened, which I do not want to hear. I don't want to see. And from this text onwards, means almost till 21st shloka of this chapter, the list of omens, what Yudhishthira Maharaj says, has been described. And now Yudhishthira Maharaj, after seeing all those omens, he is going to leave. And the 15th chapter, after this chapter, is Pandava's retire time. That is the chapter actually. Pandava's retirement. So, Madhvacharya, Shripad Madhvacharya, he says that there are two types of mrityu. One is apamrityu or akala mrityu. And another one is kala mrityu. So, some durnimittas or inauspicious signs, they are some mrityu suchak signs. So what are some symptoms are mentioned? The person, if that person starts seeing those signs, so you should understand that his death is closer. Or some inauspicious things are going to happen. And some signs, they also indicate some auspicious things going to happen. So the few of them, I just wrote it down. One of the thing, the person, the Mrityu Suchak signs. So that person starts seeing the rays of the sun suddenly disappears from the vision. The sun starts appearing like moon. While awake, means his eyes are open and the rays are disappearing. And the sun is appearing like a moon. So that time we should understand that his death is closer. Another sign, it is said that the sky appears with the reddish tinge. So if somebody starts seeing the hue in the sky reddish, so he should understand that his death is closer. So these are the signs. I mean, there are various more signs. List is bigger. Just a few of them I have listed. These are when person is awake. But sometimes when the death signs, the Mrityu Suchak signs are also given during Sapna. During Sapna also you receive those signs. So few of the Sapnas, those Sapnas they are called. So if somebody sees a dark person with the dark teeth in his Sapna or in his dream, so he should understand that the death is closer. And that what? In Ramayana, that inauspicious thing was going to happen, and Dasharatha Maharaj saw that a black lady having a black dress running behind him. So this is one of the signs that a person sees a black person with a black teeth in his dream. Another thing is, if somebody sees that someone is eating gold, that person is eating gold and that gold is omitted. So that is also a sign of a death. Means that person is eating gold and he is omitting gold. Another is that if a monkey attacks in a dream, that is also a sign. And a boar attacked fatally. And that is another sign of a death. So these are the Mrityu Suchak signs. Dusvapnas. Of course, there are many dusvapnas or bad dreams. Some dreams are due to some imbalance of three doshas. Vata, Pitta or Kapha. So sometimes somebody sees himself flying. So that is because of Vata dosh. That is not some signs of some auspicious or inauspicious thing. That is just a note. That though sometimes you start seeing himself flying, so you might think, some inauspicious thing is going to happen or what. No, it is just a Vata dosh. But few dreams actually, I'm going to discuss that also in detail. So when somebody sees those dreams, so one should understand. So these are the signs. And one can immediately prepare himself for Paraloka Sadhana. Just like as soon as Parikshit Maharaj, he received that news that he is going to die within 7 days. He immediately gave up everything and prepared himself for developing Syat Mukunde Mati Sati, unflinching faith and undeviated attention at the lotus feet of the Lord. Another thing, Katavanga Maharaj, when he heard that his death is close by, one muhurta, that is 48 minutes are remaining. So immediately, what he did? He gave up everything and prepared himself to go back home, back to Godhead. So one should not remain attached to the worldly activities. When he receives those signs, he can engage, prepare for highest perfection. So there are various categories of these nimittas. There are three main categories. The three main categories are, first is bhuva, earthly. Another one is diva, sky. And third one is atma. They manifest in body. And they have, these three main categories have eight divisions. I'll just read those eight divisions. So first one is bhauma, earthly events. By seeing earthly events, you can understand auspicious, inauspicious things. Another one is utpat, unusual calamities, events in atmosphere. Third one is ulkapat, unusual planetary events. Fourth one is swapna, dreams. Fifth one is anga, that is throbbing of different parts of body. Sixth one is vajana. Vajana means marks on the body. That also signifies, indicates the quality of a person. The seventh is lakshana, features of various limbs of the bodies. And eighth one is swarodaya, that is notes of breathing. These are the eight different categories or divisions of these three main categories. So I'll just quickly describe those eight things. First category is, these three things are combined: bhoma, utpat, and ulkapat. So here in this, what happens? You see unusual screeching and fretful calling of various animals. So during tsunami, they could see, some people could understand that these animals and birds, they started screeching unusually or making sounds unusually. And that indicated that something calamitous is going to happen. And those signs here also, now what Yudhishthir Maharaj is seeing, he saw direction of eternal time had changed. This was very fearful. There was disruptions in the seasonal regularities, atmospheric change. Ulkapat, he's seeing comets are falling, planets are having some unusual combination. So there is another type which also indicates this science, that is ashariravani. Means there is a unembodied soul, like in a event of Shakuntala and Dushyant. Shakuntala said that, I'm your wife, you married me. And Dushyant, Maharaj Dushyant, he said, what is the proof? So that time there was a sound in the ether which said that, oh, Maharaj Dushyant, you had married this. This is your legitimate wife. And because on the basis of that sound, Maharaj Dushyant accepted Shakuntala as his wife. There is another instance where it was when Balram and Rukmi, when they were playing dice, and Rukmi was lying. And that time, there was a sound in the ether that Balram has won. So that time we can see that happening. And another one is when Indra fighting with Namuchi. Indradev was clueless how to kill this Namuchi, one demon. So that time the ethereal sound helped Indradev how to kill Namuchi. So sometimes auspicious, sometimes inauspicious. When Kamsa was carrying or driving that chariot of Vasudev and Devaki, that unembodied sound from ether said, oh murkh, oh foolish Kamsa, you are driving your sister's chariot. Her eighth son is going to be a death personified for you. So such signs are also given through ether. Second one is swapna nimitta. So humans are always curious about dreams. What dreams are? How do dreams comes and what do they signifies? And why do dreams comes? So it is interesting that one of our acharya, Sri Baldev Vidya Bhushan, he writes in Govind Bhashya that dreams are created by Lord's illusory energy. And Baldev Vidya Bhushan himself, he wrote that commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Receiving instruction in dreams from Govinda Dev. So that Govinda Bhashya commentary was written by Baldev Vidya Bhushan. Because Lord instructed him in his dream. There are few more instances where dreams have become the guiding force. And one of that event is Srila Prabhupada receiving instructions from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to take sannyas in his dream. So such dreams, they indicate some direction, they indicate some auspicious good thing in life. So they are also important. So few dreams which I have already explained to you that some dreams because of some dosha, but few dreams they signifies rise of fortune too. So I'll just list down those. To see a brilliant sun or moon in dream, that signifies that if you are going through some troubles or affliction in your life, they are going to get over soon. If you see a brilliant sun or brilliant moon in your dream. To see king or gold or bull or cow, that signifies very soon you are going to achieve prosperity. If you see you are a young person and you are going to transform, you are transformed into old age, that signifies that you are going to live long. So those are the very auspicious dreams. Some dreams which signifies inauspiciousness. To see a dog, fox or vulture in dream, that signifies grief. To see some deities dance, laugh, that also signifies misfortune. And to see a water pot getting smashed, bhara hua water pot, that also you understand that very soon misfortune is going to take place. So these are the signs you get in the dreams. And the duration of that, which time that dream appears, that also signifies how soon that dream is going to become a truth. So it is said that the first quarter of your sleep or the night, if you see that dream, so that dream will become true within one year, that dream is going to become fructified. If you see that dream in second quarter, so within 6 months, that dream is going to become fructified. If you see that in third quarter of night, so within 3 months, in third quarter, if you see that gold, means within 3 months, the prosperity will reign. Before dawn, if you see a dream, good or bad, so within 12 days, that is going to happen. And before sunrise and after dawn, if you see that dream, so within a day, it is going to happen. So if you see, before sunrise, if you see a dream, you see a cow in a dream, So on that day, a lottery will be there for you. And if you see a water pot getting smashed, so on the same day, some misfortune may happen. So this science has been perceived by people in general. So Duswapnas, actually that is also one of the name of the Lord is Duswapna Nashanam. So how it has been, those Duswapna is destroyed? So Srimad Bhagavatam gives us a clue. How? By hearing the pastime of Gajendra Moksha. Duswapnas are destroyed. So every day if somebody, before sleeping, if you remember Gajendra Moksha pastime, so Duswapna has been destroyed. That is Bhagavatam's version. And that is, Valde Vidya Bhushan also talks about that. To destroy your Duswapna. So hear or listen or remember Gajendra Moksha pastime. So this is about dream, the second category. The fourth category we have covered. The fifth one is Anga Nimitta. Anga Nimitta is a throbbing in the body. Various body parts, they throb or they dance. That like twitching or sometimes some body movements happen in the limbs. So in Bhagavatam we see that when Rukmini Devi, she was anticipating Krishna's arrival. So her left eye was twitching. And by that twitching she understood Krishna has arrived. And indeed Krishna had arrived. So those limbs, and there is also list that if for men, right side, and for women, left side, actually. If those, they are considered auspicious. Agar men's left side starts twitching, so it is inauspicious. But for women's left side starts twitching, so that is considered auspicious. Another aspect is Lakshan and Vyajana, Nimitta. So features of the body and marks on the body, they indicates the type of that personality. Auspicious things going to happen in life or inauspicious things are going to happen in life. So bodily marks are also indicative of auspicious and inauspicious things. I have to discuss another one, so I'm just keeping this, I'm just giving you information. Lakshana and Vyajana. Lakshana means how your bodily parts are formed. And Vyajana is marks on the body. So if your belly has three marks, so it is considered that you will become the leader of the country or you will become a king. If there is only one mark, so you will achieve some fortune. If there is no mark, that is the indicative of poverty. So check your bellies when you go home. So that is what Shukdev Goswami's description. When Shukdev Goswami arrived, so by describing his bodily features, all the sages understood that this is a very great personality. When Hanumanji saw Mother Sita from a distance, by seeing her marks and the lakshana of the body, he understood she must be the wife of Lord Ram. So that is lakshana. By seeing the lakshana of the person, you can understand what is his personality. So that knowledge was given in earlier education. So when you form a relationship, when you are going to marry someone, so by seeing the prospective candidate, you understand what is his nature, what is her nature. And then if that is matching with your, and then you go ahead. That was the thing. So earlier people were expert. Sometimes when elderly people would go to see some bride or bridegroom, they by seeing the person, they would understand ki ye kaise rahegi aur ye kaise rahega. Whether this will match to our son or daughter or not. So that knowledge they would have. And the last one, this is very important for a sadhaka, is this Nimitta. It is about Sarodaya. What is this Sarodaya? Is This knowledge actually was given by Lord Shiva to Mother Parvati. And this Swarodaya basically indicates, Swaro basically is inhaling and exhaling. Swasoshwas, what we generally say. That is called Swara in Sanskrit. So, we have a Purak, Rechak. Purak means inhaling. Rechak means exhaling. So, through these nostrils, we generally inhale and exhale. There is a Ida and Pingala. Ida basically means left side nostrils through which we inhale and exhale. And Pingala is right side of our body. So, if you observe, during day, one of these two nostrils, they are inhaling and exhaling. And one slightly has a problem. And if both are working, so that is called Sushumna. If both nostrils work, inhale and exhale are happening from that both the nostrils, that is called Sushumna stage. So, it is said that this Swarodaya basically, when your Ida means, that is left side, that is called Chandra Nadi. If your Chandra Nadi is functioning when you are making decisions, when you are planning for your future or planning for some project, or long-term planning if you are doing, that time your left side nostril is functioning. So you should understand that is because that project or that aspect is going to become successful. If you are planning and your left side is having function, so that plan is going to success. That is list. So when that should function. And when Pingala means right side, if that is functioning, the swasoshwas, inhaling and exhaling happening through this side. So, when it is those activities where you are debating, when you are fighting, or when you are taking up very invigorate task. So, if that time this is functioning, that is the indication that you are going to win. When you are studying, your left side, Chandra Nadi should function. So that studies will be remembered longer and will be successful. And this Sushumna, when it is functioning, both the nostrils are functioning, that is very good for spiritual activities. So if that Sushumna is activated, if that is happening, so you should not do any other activities because they won't be successful. And interestingly, during Brahma Muhurta, this Sushumna begins activation. And therefore it is, I now understand why it is said that why during Brahma Muhurta we should do spiritual activities. So during Sushumna, spiritual activities are only become successful. Mantra jap, worship. And during Sandhyas also, this Sushumna becomes activated. We have a three sandhyas, morning sandhyas, afternoon and evening. You can observe, yesterday when I was studying this, I observed that during sandhya, your sushumna, both the nostrils starts functioning. So during sandhyas also it is expected you should perform spiritual activities. You should give up all other activities and therefore chanting in Brahma Muhurta is recommended. Why? Because that time, Sushumna, it can give much more benefit what we can expect. And therefore, it is very important that we get up in the morning and perform our spiritual duties. And when Suryaswar or Chandraswar is activated, that time we can do planning for our day. Then invigorous activities, fighting, debating, or whatever, what we want to do. So these all are the signs, or these all are the different divisions, how we can understand and lead a very happy and prosperous life. All these scriptures, they indicate, they inform this material world is miserable. The nature of this world is dukkhalama shashvatam. But they never advocate you remain miserable in this world. They explain us this, the nature of this world is dukkhalay. But scripture never advocate us to remain miserable in this world. They also gives ways and means to become happy in this world and achieve perfection in the next world. So all these arts, they are helpful for meaningful and happy life. And these are the signs are explained in Bhagavatam also. We keep hearing, reading those passages where devotees are perceiving such symptoms, such signs from the nature, from their own bodily symptoms, and they are making decisions. So I'll just repeat those eight, and then we'll complete our session. So the first one is bhauma, earthly events, through animals, birds, insects, plants, trees. They indicate some events happening in future. Then utpat, unusual calamitous events in atmosphere. Then ulkapat, like unusual planetary combinations. They are coming like comets, asteroids. They signifies or indicates some inauspicious things. Then sapna, in dreams, anga, throbbing of different bodily parts. Vijana means marks on the bodies, that they indicates. Also lakshana, features of the bodies, and the sarodaya, notes of breathings. These are the various signs which are nimittas, which can help us to understand near future. So I'd like to stop here. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande. If anyone has any question, they can ask me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.